Hey, good morning. Welcome, team. This is so, you know, it's one of the highlights of our week to get together with our team. And, you know, that's one of the most important things that we can do is to come together as a team so that we inspire each other, we lift each other up. You know, we are like-minded people with a common cause. And by, you know, coming together as a team, we can all achieve more. This morning, so far, our team here on the call is pretty small, but that's because there are so many launches today. Like Pam and Ron Barnes, their team in Louisville, is having a launch event. Gloria Snyder and her team, and Patricia Van Gelder and her team from
Tennessee
is there. There's Nancy Clyde, her whole team. They're at one in Dallas. I'm pretty sure it's in Dallas today. Anyway, events going on. It's either Dallas or Houston, but I kind of think it was, anyway, one of those two. And so lots of our people are at launch events today, and they're learning about, of course, the new skincare and the new our new sleep system, and they're sharing lots of great information and lots of great energy. But we're excited to be on the call with you guys, and there are several things we wanted to talk about today. One is, the Zig Ziglar quote. I love that. You can have anything you want in life if you help enough other people to get what they want. And, you know, it's all about service. We are doing the William Todd Mentoring Call, and I know several of you on the line are doing that, and quite a few people on our team are doing that. And he was talking about on the call, earning money is an exact science. And if you are not yet earning what you would like to,
as well, speaker.
And we can, then we need to look at how we can give more service, better service. The law of cause and effect, you know, service, the more service or the better service, the better the reward. Sowing and reaping, the more seeds we sow, the more the harvest will be. Contribution and income, the more we can contribute. The more we can contribute to other people, the higher our income will be. And so, you know, we always want to be asking ourselves, how can I give more and better service? You know, in prayer, in affirmation, looking for these ways where we can leverage our time, looking for ways where we can give more and better service. And one way, of course, is to talk to more people. Reed was talking about that. Reed Nelson loves to talk about that, and he was in San Antonio, say less to more people, meaning that we just want to touch more people's lives, to be maybe, you know, to be in conversation with them, to be asking them some questions. We're just looking for the people that are looking. We're looking for people that want more in their life. Either they want better health for themselves or for a child, for a family member, or they want more income, or they want more time. They want to have income, be able to earn money in a more flexible manner so that they can have the income plus more flexible time to be with their family, like moms that want to be able to earn money from home so that they can be with their kids. People that are just looking for more meaning, a way to have a deeper meaning, more fulfillment in their life. So, you know, we're just looking for people that are looking for a better life. They're looking for more. And so, it's just getting in contact, touching lots of people so that we can find out what they're looking for, so we can find the ones that are like-minded and would like to take a look at NECAN to see if it can be a solution for what they are looking for in their life. And so we were going to have several people share this morning that are in contact, that, you know, on our team. I know all of you are, but we had picked out Julie Matt. I mean, would you like to share with us, I mean, how are you getting in conversation with people?
Well, I'm learning. I'm learning every day still, so that's always a challenge. And so I try to dial into as many calls as I can to hear how other people are doing it, to see if there's another approach that suits me more. But I've always been a conversationalist. I'm sure nobody's noticed that. I like to talk. So I've never really met a stranger. grocery stores, it doesn't matter. I'm capable of having a chat with somebody in line. What I'm trying to learn to do is to make that chat become valuable. So I'm exercising the actual conversation piece of, you know, getting to know somebody or just saying hello and making use of a couple of minutes that we're beside one another. And I'm in the process of learning how to exchange that over to something where I could learn enough to be able to make an offer to say, would you like to learn some more? So that I'm in the process of learning. So that's with people that I've, you know, cold market essentially. And with warm market, it's just they're the people that I've known or I've worked with forever. And by nature, my friends laugh at me. My carpool buddy laughs at me because we'll be in a parking lot and some stranger will come up and within 5 minutes, I know their background, and I've not asked a question at all. She's like, I don't know why people tell you this stuff. Like, I'm not certain either, but I think it's going to work out to my benefit someday. So I'm learning how to just, you know, learn that data, listen to the data, and actually take it in and turn it around in my head and find a way that Nikan might be able to help them, because we know it's going to. It certainly is going to have some facet that's going to make sense. And so I'm in the process of learning as to how to share that. So I've shared it enough times that I've not done it correctly, so I'm learning. And I've shared it enough times that I'm doing it correctly and people are coming on board or buying some product, which is great. So it's a learning experience for me as well. It's only a year. So I'm getting there. So if anybody has tips, I'll take them.
you are, you know, and you said so many good things. I mean, our attitude when we meet people is, you know, we just want to be friends. I mean, be curious about them. Be open. Be friendly. You know, it might lead someplace. It might not, just like you're saying. But to be, you know, just never meet a stranger. It's just a friend you haven't seen for a long time.
Right, right.
And just to be easy, be relaxed, and just find some way to get into conversation. It's not like we're going to pounce on them or anything. It's just we're just going to see where it goes. And if it's if something starts to surface that we can, you know, we can share with them. We can make that offer. I think I know something that could help you with that. You know, can we meet for coffee and I'll, you know, take a look. Just little things like that. But I was, as you were talking, I was kind of remembering. It's been a long time. What's that? Was that book, The Celestine Prophecy, or something? You know, and how can we be a resource to each other? Every person that we meet, you know, we might have a gift for them. They might have a gift for us. And it's just us. It's the human network. So
we really there are no, so that the whole idea of that is there are no accidents. Everyone that we meet, we were drawn together for a reason. And so, you know, we'll never know that unless we get into contact or in the conversation with that person.
And so not to be afraid of other people, but just to be open to, being open and friendly and curious about them.
Or say, you know, this person has a gift for me, and I can have a gift for them. So if we, you know, and the only way...
And it might just be a smile. I mean, the idea is that we give them a smile and it uplifts them for their day.
Julie, do you want to do you want to role play a little bit? Do you want to you know? Okay, so you meet somebody.
Yes, you want it'll be good practice because I'm going to a meetup this afternoon that I just based on. Bernadette McBurney's speech in San Antonio. I found a meetup, so I'm going this afternoon to go meet some people. And so I do need practice. However, we're going to practice in English this afternoon. I will be speaking in French. So
wow.
I'm gonna have to wing it.
Oh, my goodness. How exciting.
It's been a while, but we'll do it. It'll be fine.
Well, that so what was the name of the meetup? What's it called?
French speakers in New Jersey. I think something as silly as that. It's not very witty, I don't believe.
Yeah, cool. Well, that'll be fun. Yeah, you can tell us more about it after you have that experience. That'll be
sure.
That'll be
amazing. Okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably as interesting as how you guys are there is to find out what the other person does. And, you know, first of all, like for Chamberlain, all of those things is to find out what they do and what, you know, what how we could help them. Like if they are in business, what would be an ideal client for them? Because if we give first, then they're going to be open to listening to what we do and how they can help us.
If we provide a service to them, yeah. So that's going to be a fun experience for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. I've been practicing talking to myself in French all morning, so it's been highly entertaining in my home.
That sounds great.
Yeah, can she go ahead and do that? That sounds like a wonderful idea.
Sure. Oops, my bird scream. Excuse me. Who wants to play with me?
Candace will play with you.
This could be Dia.
Yeah, I'll play with you.
Okay, so be a stranger and approach me. Where are we? Are we in a grocery store?
We're a grocery store.
Okay, all righty. So I'm going to gently bang into you. Don't be surprised. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's good. So it's great, this grocery store. I really like it. Their produce it looks really fresh. Have you been here before?
Yeah, I usually come here. It's even a little out of my way, but I like their products, and so it's a good place to come.
Oh, good. Well, that, I'll take your recommendation. I've not been here before, so that's wonderful news that you actually make a journey to get here. My name is Julie. What's yours?
I'm Candy.
Hi, Candy. Really nice to meet you.
Me too.
So what do you know over here that's really good? You're in the produce section, so you're looking to eat healthy. So what do you recommend for me to try?
Oh, I'm very much into green things. I'm trying to switch over to a vegetarian diet. Sometimes it works.
Oh, wow.
But I love their kale hair. I try to go to the organic section. What about you?
Oh, good. You know what? I'm trying to do the same. I'm not quite trying to go over to vegetarian, but I do try to eat as healthy as I can, and the green things are really good. I tried kale chips the other day, and they were really surprisingly good. Have you made those?
I have, and they are delicious. Yes, I've done that about a couple times, made them.
Fantastic. You know, I've come across a company in the recent past that actually has some green things that I've actually introduced into my diet, and it's all based on barley grass, and it's incredible. It's giving me so much energy, and it's all natural. Have you of barley grass or tried barley grass before?
No, not really.
No. I would love to be able to get together and maybe tell you some more about it and see if it's something that you'd be interested in adding to your diet.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you share your contact information with me, and maybe we can go have a coffee? Oh. Or if you have time, we could just go right after grocery shopping.
Yeah, do you have time after grocery shopping?
I will make time for you, Candy, to go chat about greens and have a lovely coffee with you.
Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I'd like to
awesome.
Do that.
Awesome. Great.
Great. You know what I noticed you doing, Julie, is that you came back. When I said green things, you kept using that word, green things.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me feel good that you remembered green things. And that you could have just gone off into some other kind of conversation, but you specifically brought that back up. And is that what you're doing with the people that you're interviewing?
I do it for a couple of reasons. One, to remember. So it's like saying your name back to you, right? So when somebody introduces themselves to you, I usually repeat it because it helps me remember it. And then I use it again in just in conversation. So I try to kind of embed it in my brain. And because we're standing in a store, I don't have a place to, I'm a note taker. I'm a doodler. That's how I remember when I'm on the phone. You should see my desk right now. And so when I'm not at a desk or with paper around me, I find I'm a little bit repetitive. So I use it in conversation to try to, you know, just jam it into my brain so I don't forget, because those are the things that mean something to you. So I want to be able to discuss that with you and make sure that I'm talking about something. I'm not going off on insoles when you're actually in a grocery store talking about produce.
Okay.
Although insoles might be perfect, but to me, right there, right then, it would be an awkward conversation, right? I'd come across as more of a stalker than just, I was listening to what you said, and, you know, I tried this new product that really helped me.
Okay.
To
now,
me.
Do you do that when you meet somebody for the coffee that we're getting ready to go out to have? Would you be taking...
I would, you know what, I would, I if I have my notepad with me, which I usually do, I'll scribble on it a little bit, and I just kind of take notes of it so I make sure that I'm catching what it is that you're saying. And then I can't remember which phone calls or which conversations I've heard it in the past from Nikan, but it's, you know, the whole point is to find out what it means to you, what it is that you're looking for. So if I'm not listening to what you're actually saying, then I'm never going to be able to find the right thing for you. But if you've said that you have a child who's about to go to college and you're worried about the money, or you're talking about trying to get more green in your diet, or you're talking about having, I don't know, some discomfort or pain, then if I take note of those things, then I can bring those things back up to the conversation again with you. So I don't, unless you know that we're sitting down to talk about the plan or the choice, I'm not going to really make scribbly notes that are really obvious. But if we're just stopping to have a coffee, I'll do everything in my power to retain those, you know, a couple of key items that are sort of your emotional buttons, so that we can circle back and talk to those things and say, you know, that Nikan offers, if it's, you know, a kid going to college, you can, you know, generate a residual income. And if it's about the food in your diet, then we can talk about the nutritionals. And if it's discomfort, then we can, you know, introduce other products. So trying to listen, and it doesn't always work. Sometimes I come across as a big old creeper and nothing comes of it. And sometimes I'll meet somebody and it just doesn't feel right. And I try really hard to listen to my gut. And if I've walked away from the person and I kind of feel like I should have said something, I kind of double back with my cart if I'm in the grocery store and kind of, oops, come across them again in another aisle just so that I can go home and feel like I've done what I should have done. But there are some people I find and I meet and I'll chat with for a minute or two, and everything in me says, don't bring this up to them right now. It's just they're going to put a wall up for some reason, and it's just going to make it that much harder another time. So I really do try to listen.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that was helpful. I don't know. I'm certainly not the best at it. I'm learning.
Well, that's very good.
That
was
excellent, Julie. I mean, that's what it's all about, is to be relaxed, be open, be friendly. I mean, wherever it goes, I mean, it's looking for something that is of interest to them, just like it is with the dreams. I mean, that was perfect. Wow, you...
Is anybody else... Karen has a lot of stuff she wants to...
We do. We have lots of exciting things to talk about this morning. I think... Tina was on, but I think she had to go. I was going to ask her to share. She, of all of our mentees, contacted the most people last week. She contacted 18 new people, and so I'm not quite sure how she in the conversation with all those people, but 18 she started, you know, opened a conversation with. So that is fantastic. And Ruth Lowe is going to share with us. She might be popping on. Oh, she might be popping on any minute here. She had something she had to do with her daughter, but then she was going to pop on. One of the things we want to talk to all of you guys about is let's all challenge ourselves to have at least 5 new customers by the end of November. And maybe let's see who can have the most customers by the end of November. And there's so many ways, like right now, you know, with the holiday season, we've talked about this several times, but, you know, give the gift of wellness, maybe have home parties, or maybe even come up with a list of ideas, a gift list for people on your list, like, you know, a college student, a golfer, a grandma, all the people on our list, what might be a great weekend product for them. But having the in-homes can be so much fun because, you know, you can sample the products, you can laugh and giggle, you can do the demos, you can share food together, have a lot of fun. I mean, that's the very best environment to you know, for people to be relaxed and happy and to take a look at different things. One of the things, you know, we've got coming up here is Black Friday, and Niken's going to have, on Black Friday, they're going to have the cocoon back, and a lot of people, you know, that sold out so fast, a lot of people weren't able to get one. The long jumps, they're going to have those, and it's going to be another color. It's going to be a really nice shade of gray, and so many people that sold out, like, super fast, especially some of the sizes, and I know a lot of people are waiting to get those. So that's something to, you know, to let people know about. We want to get, you know, the new value pricing. So the changes that have happened so far in November is the new value pricing. And, I mean, the prices, some of the things have really, I'm sure you guys have all checked, but I'm sure you also have lots of people on your team that don't know about it yet. And it's to, you know, to get in contact with all of our consultants, our customers, our prospects that have maybe been in the pipeline of taking a look, but, you know, haven't, they're still in there someplace, and they haven't come out the end of the funnel yet. But just look through your list, all of the people that need to know that about this new value pricing and about the new joining fee is now $99 to join Niken and $79 to renew. And that's because we want to make a clear distinction between customers and consultants, people that actually want to build a business. But for people that do, the $99 to join or the $79 to renew is a tremendous value because now I think probably all you guys know this, but again, lots of people on your team probably don't know this. Now includes the personal web page, and that's about a, you know, we were paying $24.95 a month, so that's a $300 a year. I mean that's a value. And the free humans being more is included, and the free mobile app as soon as that comes out is included. And so it's just to get into these conversations about that, and for our consultants to help them learn how to use their personal web page. I mean, now that they have one, to be able to go in. When you log into MyNiken under My Business, there's something, I forget exactly how it says it, but you just scroll down, it says something about your PWP, and you go in there, and it has little, your personal web page. It shows you, there's little videos, how to set it up, how to get your photograph in there, put your picture, how to have your message, either a little bit about your story or your message that you want to have. You can put some videos on it, anyway, to personalize it. And then to help people understand how they can promote it, you know, like put it on their business cards, put it on their signature line on their email, any flyers that you're handing out, catalogs, if you're having events and you have events, I mean, just get it on everything because that's your 24/7 online store, and to get that out there. So is Ruth Lowe on? I see Robert Lowe's on.
Robert, is Ruth with you?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're here.
All right. Woohoo. All right. Would you like to share with us how you are getting into conversations with people?
Yeah, you know what? For me, I always go and do the things that I like to do, whether it's a yoga class or shopping, and just go to places that I have to do things anyway. And then when I'm there, I just know that God's going to put people in my life, and I just start talking to people. And my intention is not to make a Niken contact. I go with the intention that I'm going to meet a new friend, because if that person becomes somebody that I get involved with Niken, I got to like them. So for me, it's fact-finding. And so when I meet somebody, whether I'm standing in line pumping gas and they're in front of me or they're across from me, I might strike up a conversation, just say, oh, you know, something will be around there. So I look to do socially, truly, sincerely compliment them on. I look for those opportunities. And when I have that, then it helps me open up the conversation with them. So whether it's a mom and she's got kids, and I'm like, oh, wow, I said, you know, time goes fast. Make sure you give them all the kisses you can give them now, or you know, whatever. I just think of something that is heartwarming and heartfelt to share with them, and then that always breaks a smile and opens up communication lines for me. And so it's wherever I'm at. It's not a hard rule. It's just something that I have a feeling for. So I just go out with the intention of knowing that I'm going to make new friends, and I just am so excited about it. So I'm just trying to think of other things I've done. It's pretty much wherever I'm at. So,
Ruth, that reminds me of John K. Lynch, that some of us old-timers know about, being the best you can be in MLM. He said, that was his goal, to make a million friends. You know, not to be hunting people down for network marketing, but to make a million friends. And if we make a million friends, we're going to have lots of people in our business too.
And that is so true. You know what? People can sense if you're hunting. We know that. But people so resonate with the feeling of a warm smile and a warm heart. And so then they open up and realize, it's not, even when I make an appointment to ask people, and then I get to say, well, I'd love to get to know you better. You want to do a cup of coffee? Well, I usually tea, but anyway. And then we'll meet somewhere. And it's really, for me, it's about forming. I really sincerely love to hear all the things that they do, where they've lived, because inevitably we have connections. And it just gives me fuel to come back with things like, oh, yeah, I did that too. Isn't that great? And so it allows us to be more connected when I have an opportunity to really fact-find about them. And I love it. I love sincerely wanting to know more about them, because the more I know, the more I realize, wow, do I really like this person? Would I like to go and have coffee with them again? Do I want to ask them to go for a walk? You know, things like that. So it just gives me the opportunity when I go out to make a friend. I love it. I love doing it.
Yes.
Oh, and Ruth, you were sharing on your team call about how you were on Niken's the leadership call, and Rachel Baton was sharing how, I mean, she has 4 new customers this week, and some of the ways that she is getting into conversation. And I haven't listened to that yet. We were with our son taking care of him, but can you share that, please?
Yeah, Rachel Dayton is, you know, she's on time, Team Kaizen, I'm sorry. And she was talking about, Reed Nelson gave her a challenge, everybody on his call, to say, meet 100 new people by the end of December and meet 1,000 new people by the end of June, so of next year. So she was like, oh, I got to kick it up a notch. So she has contacted people from all her previous customers to tell them that the prices have gone down. And then she went to networking groups for the week. And she went to this one thing that was yoga and salad in a jar class. Now, how fun is that? And then she met like 8 women, and at least half of them are going to an event that she's doing on Saturday to do like a product info class or something that she's doing. And then from all these contacts that she's done during the week, she signed up 4 new customers retail sales. And she had a young gal that was only 24 that had a ton of health challenges and signed up and bought products, is coming to her Saturday presentation, and she thinks she's going to be a business builder. But she's just out there just to get to 100 names by the end of December somehow, you know. And the other thing she said, like when she goes grocery shopping or wherever she's at, she, before she leaves the house, she thinks of a question that she's going to ask everybody she meets that day. So if that question today was, you know, are you concerned about bone health? And she will target women that she thinks are over 40, because she'll be like, yeah, you know, and she'll ask the person, you know, can I ask you a question that I decide to ask everybody that I meet today? And if they say yes, and then she goes, yeah, well, are you concerned about bone health at all, since we're female, and, you know, do you have any kids, whatever, and, you know, that the modern medicine is not really taken care of because of all those side effects, or something like that. She will have her question framed out, and she asks that to everybody she meets throughout that day. And it's just been amazing for her. Like I said, she signed up 4 this week alone as retail customers, and she's got a bunch of people coming to her event today. And so it was very exciting to hear her speak. But she's just going to do things that she likes to do, and she's making sure she's going to those networking groups. So you can go to Meetup, just like I think listed Bernadette McBurney told us to use social media, right? So use the Meetup group and go find groups that you like. Like for me, moms that live in Rancho Penasquitos, or moms that are at home, or moms that want to walk, or whatever. So things like that. Just go and look for things you like to do so that you're with like-minded people. And then you'll have fun. And when you have fun, people just gravitate towards you because they want a piece of that.
Absolutely. You know, that's what's important is having fun. It's not being tense and tight that, you know, I got to talk to these people. It's just being open, relaxed, and you just know it's going to lead to good things. And you love what you're doing, and you just want to, you know, your attitude is to make a friend. And I love how you said, I mean, you know, we only want to work with the people that we love working with. So first, it does. It makes sense to find out if we do want to be friends. And then friends, it just naturally, as that unfolds, friends just share with each other, you know, well, I know about this. Maybe you want to know about that. Well, I know, you know, oh, yeah, I heard you say this, and, you know, I saw that online, and you might like, you know, it just happens. So as friends, I mean, that trust, that relaxed. So I just love that, Ruth. And the other thing that you shared that you heard on the leadership call was about Sherry Danzig. And I mean, that's another great way to be, you know, getting in touch with 100 people by the end of December. And you want to share that? I mean, what she's doing, what? She's having those details.
Yeah, because I don't have my notes in front of me. But Sherry Danzig is a massage therapist by trade. But she has gone back, and we had this concept years ago, for those of you who have been in a long time, about a hotel wellness room. And she actually approached hotels and has set up with a hotel a wellness room that has a sleep system, air filter, and water, and a shower head. And the way she's worked out, and I don't know the exact details, but the way she's worked it out is that when they rent out the room, and it's a $40 surcharge for the room, but heck, I would pay it if I didn't have to lug my sleep system, air, shower, and water with me. And all of you that know me well know that I do. I would pay the extra $40 at the hotel not to have to bring it. And then the hotel splits that $40 with her. So she has an ongoing source of income coming in when that room gets rented out. So that's pretty cool. And then she's also going back to chiropractors that she's worked with in the past and setting up a waterfall and an air filter in their waiting rooms and putting her information there. And she's going to yoga studios and dance studios and just, you know, going out there and just talking to people and creating relationships that if they would just give her the referrals and give her the point of contact that come from that, and they're not doing anything. She's doing the work. And then she works out a situation with them. I don't know how she does it. I don't know if she gives them back a commission, but that's how she's going back. She's telling the chiropractors, you know, I'll do the work for you, and then the relationship starts. It becomes a win-win. And that's the thing. If you make it a win-win, we're not giving away the store, but you make it a win-win so that it goes with grace and with ease. It's all good. That's the best way to do it. So, yeah, Sherry Danzig is on fire in Atlanta. She's a platinum in Atlanta. So,
yeah, I love that, you know. And so getting out, you know, getting water systems, our waterfall into places like that, chiropractic offices, yoga studios, dance studios, a hair salon, and yeah, work out something with them now that we make this retail, the difference between the retail and wholesale, is to give them a percentage of that, and you know, so we have the waterfall there, so that people can have the free samples of water, and then have the information there about why the water's special, and your contact information. And I think that could be a huge way to find a whole bunch more people to talk to. So I love
what?
That.
Yeah, I do want to share also. I don't know if you remember, Dori mentioned. Dori meets a lot of people through her church events. Her intention, obviously, is not to go to church to meet people for Nikan. She goes to church and does all the things she does with church because she loves it. That's where her heart is at. And so she was at BSF, which is a, you know, 7-year commitment type of Bible study, and she met a young woman that came this week. We did a Skype 3-way session with her, and she ordered a few things. But then she texted Dori yesterday and said, I am feeling so much better. I want to order 3 waterfalls. I'm like, hello?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. One for her father, one for her mother, and one for herself. And,
wow.
You know, we just got her on Skype, and it was a lot of fun. And yet, look what happened, because there was no stress about, do you want to buy this? You really need this. You know, it wasn't about that at all. We were just educating her, just like we always have. But because the price is so affordable, and we tell them, we said, this used to be $386. Can you believe it's $140 cheaper? I mean, we're just so excited that, you know, that they're getting such a good value. It's wonderful. It has never been easier than it is today. We are so blessed.
That's very exciting. So many ways to get out there and meet people. And so let's all challenge ourselves. It's like Reed has given us the challenge. talk to 100 people, you know, before we get to the, by the end of December 31st. I mean, amazing things are going to happen for all of us as we, you know, get into conversations with these 100 people and find out, how, you know, what's going on in their life, make these friendships, find the needs. If there's a need there that we can maybe help with this, you know, have them try the product, take a look at, you know, sit down with us for coffee like Julie Matt shared, invite them over to our home, you know, to take the next step, whatever the logical next step is, and build that friendship, find those needs. So let's all do the 100, and let's all make five customers by the end of November. We'll challenge ourselves. And then for everybody that's going for Team Kaizen, starting in January, we all will need to have 500, let's see, what do we call it now? It's QPPV, so Qualified Personal Point Volume. So 500 points of volume that come from customers every month. That's one of the requirements to be to earn being on Team Kaizen. So every month starting in January, so we might as well, you know, get geared up right now to have that. And the other thing is the three front level silvers. But also back to the 500 points from customers, that's what we call a QE now. And so we want to learn how to do it ourselves first, and then, you know, teach three to reach three as we build that out. That's how we will develop these stable incomes, residual incomes from our team, from our network. And
especially if they're on ownership.
Right, and help our team to do that too. So I see that we're already over time. I mean, so many great ideas to share, you guys. But
I want to jump in just to kind of reduce some stress that might happen when you're looking through the price list, or I mean the online, you might see the discontinued items, you know, and
while supplies last,
and one of the things that shows up there is vital balance. Don't panic about that, because we checked into it, and I did kind of panic for a second and called Dave Johnson, and then he called Jeff Isom. Jeff got back to him and said that Nikin is improving the formula to 100% organic. So they're upgrading it, and that's why the existing are on while supplies
last. Yeah, great point, Jack. Thank you for that. And the other announcement is Dave Johnson on his call this morning, that'll be coming up here in less than a half an hour, is Valerie Johnson and Ben Woodward. And so that's going to be a great, great, great call to be on. Wow, team, what a great call. Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you guys.
And we'd love to hear from everyone.
Yeah, here. I know. Together we all can achieve more, right?
Wonderful job, everybody that shared.